everybody. It's Brock from the Sprocket Podcast. Just to let you know, this is a little supplemental episode. We had such a good time with Daniel Harkins, Nathan Jones, Aaron and Anna, and myself that we decided we would release our highly entertaining conversation to you. This is us just catching up with a couple of things that we wanted to mention on the podcast but couldn't because of technical difficulties. So there won't be any special guest type stuff in here. It's just details. So if you like it, great. If not, we'll be back with another interview at the next show. Thanks again for listening. And here's what we did in studio, after studio.
So is this like Sprocket Extra?
Yeah, this will be like what?
Sprocket After Hours.
Episode 210X. Yes, exactly. Sprocket Podcast After Dark.
Ironically, less swearing.
That's right. So
you guys messed up.
So I went to Eugene, guys.
So how was Eugene, Brock?
Eugene was pretty cool. I took the Bolt bus down there with Adele, and it was her birthday. Actually, her birthday was like a week earlier, but we went down to Eugene for kind of a just get away and celebrate sort of weekend. And we told you the story about how we were sitting on the Bolt bus in front of two frat guys.
So this was on the way down that you encountered the frat boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And they were singing the praises of the fraternity system and how like fraternity guys always get a like a, they have a bad reputation they don't really deserve, you know. And they spent the entire ride describing their life and kind of like negating that statement.
The funny thing is when you first said that phrase, singing the praises of the fraternity.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking like they got out their fraternity songbooks or something.
And it's hail,
beta,
win the game,
bullshit,
and go do a thing, never go to class and drink. Yeah.
Fuck off. I don't think that frat bros know like to have
frat
as
bros.
Much fun to like go to class and drink. They would not make the best use of that.
Oh, right, right. So they were sitting behind us, and they were talking about like what it would be like to get older. They didn't know that Adele had just turned 30. And so one guy just pulls a random number out of the air. They're thinking about old age. They're like, can you imagine what it would be like to be 30, man?
Fuck!
I mean, fuck. 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 And like said the fuck word 8 times or something.
Just without any other like
yeah.
words in between.
Just like he was settling fuck. In. It just kept settling
How
in.
How much
to
profanity
different places.
Will there be for 40?
40, you're dead.
Well, let's see. What is it? It's that would be an extra quarter. So that means at least 12 fucks. It would be uttered by a frat boy. When conceiving of the age of 40.
So what I don't understand is like, so they were like aghast that 30 was so
oh yeah because they were thinking like I can like you know I can party hard
right.
and like go to football games and shit and never sleep.
But then once you're 30 all that fun is over.
Life is done.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, anyways, that was funny.
Happy birthday, Adele.
That's right. I learned that bus operators are probably almost always surly. Like, they have, like, this modicum of, like, grumpiness that just kind of, like, that has to exist. Because we had good bus drivers, by and large. But like, it just kind of comes out. I think if you spend that much time driving a large vehicle and dealing with traffic and whatnot, I think eventually you just kind of get a little bit mean or something. And you don't even mean to be, but it just kind of like seeps out. And this is nothing against TriMet operators that we know. I know
some
great TriMet operators.
If you just get the
operators.
Same question, if you have to answer the same set of questions over and over again,
right.
No matter how many permutations of that question there
right.
are, yeah, you're just going to eventually get tired
yeah.
of that. And
well, that's where you come up with a stock response with a smile.
I like chocolate.
4:15, sir. Thank you for riding. Yeah. So we stayed at America's Best Inn and Suites, which is fantastic. And it's actually not America's Best Inn and Suites. Wait, don't let the title
would you
fool
say
you.
It's best for the price?
America's cheapest best Inn and Suites. But we were going to do Airbnb because they have all those cute rentals. Like there was this tiny cottage in the Whitaker neighborhood.
I was going to say, and Eugene's probably like got a pretty decent amount.
There's a few of them in there, yeah. But it was like $100 a night for all these places. I'm sure they're worth it, but we spent about $100 for two nights. And we got a free continental breakfast.
Take that, Airbnb. Where's your continental breakfast?
That's I mean, the continental breakfast sucked. It was like
it's not about the quality.
It was literally
that you had one.
Two kinds of cereal, Sunny Delight, and a waffle maker. And that was it. But
was it all you could drink, Sunny Delight?
There's no waffles. There's no batter. It's just this maker.
It was all you could drink, Sunny Delight.
That's a deal.
And I did. All I could drink was a cup and a half. So yes. One thing I noticed about Eugene, the Whitaker neighborhood, super cute. It's like everything I want, everything I would love to live in. And for whatever reason, it has not been like gentrified or hipsterfied or whatever. Like, you've got a street.
So go, everyone, go.
Don't tell anybody.
Go film Portlandia down there.
Go,
Des Moines.
Also, we made note that nothing ends in Landia in Eugene, which is great. But no, there was the this whole area where there was like three breweries and two coffee shops and a bakery and a grocery store and all this stuff, and you know, it all felt like authentic. Like this is just where people hang out. So, whatever's missing
salt
there.
Salt and straw. That's what's missing.
Yeah. So, we can hope that, like, Artisan Ice Cream never makes it down there.
Voodoo 3.
Right. Well, the thing is, there is a Voodoo in Eugene, but it's in downtown Eugene,
that's
like,
right.
Closer to the core. Right next to Rogue Brewing, which, like, aside from the beard beer, I'm not a big fan of Rogue either. So, so they get downtown Eugene. They do their thing. And then Whitaker neighborhood. Whitaker neighborhood is fantastic. Have either of you guys been there?
No.
Either of you
probably,
four.
But
but not when you were
not
when you were awake.
Been all around, but
yeah, it's super cool. The Whitaker neighborhood is basically everything that I want as a person. It's everything I liked about Portland when I first moved here. So I did the math. I cannot afford to live there on a bus driver's salary. I can't afford to live here on a bus driver's salary.
And it's not that. Eugene has a higher, like, cost of living.
No, it doesn't. I think the cost of living is somewhat less, but the wage also goes way down.
Just pay bus drivers.
Yeah, exactly. Wage. Yeah, no, seriously. I think it was, like, starting wage for Eugene School District was, like, half
just
of what I'm
minimum.
Making now. Yeah.
Just above minimum.
Exactly. So
minimum half.
Yeah. So I realized it'd be way cheaper to live in Portland and just take the Bolt bus down whenever I want a shot of Eugene. But then I'm one of those guys. But then I'm not sure if I mind being one of those guys. So Adele and I were looking for the Oakshire Brewing area because we thought, oh, hey, it's our favorite brewery. We should go get some Oakshire beer. So we look it up on Google Maps, and it says, oh, it's way out here in this industrial district. And so we head out there, and Adele only has – like, she didn't have her ID, so she had to go back and get that.
And
but
you
then
were
it turns
how far
out,
into the ride at that point?
Oh, we're like halfway out there.
Okay.
Yeah, like 15 minutes in. And then it turns out once we get out there that it seems like maybe she didn't need her ID because like there's no lights and it's like really industrial next to the train tracks and no one's out except this old guy with a bike, with like a stereo on it or something. And it's like, you
like
know, kind
passed of just, you several times.
Just kind of cruising around this industrial vacant area. So we pull up to the place where it's supposed to be the brewery, and Adele asked me like, oh, is there a tasting room there? And I said, oh, that's a good question. I know there's a brewery. I know they make beer.
Come on. There's a brewery there, right?
There has to be. So we get out there, and it's all closed. It smells like, you know, like grain and malts and things. It's really nice. But there's a sign that says, you know, tours by schedule appointment only. Yeah. And but it gives a list, the address of the tap house. And so it turns out the tap house is basically where we started the ride.
Nice.
So everything we did in Eugene was within walking distance, basically.
Life-size city.
Yeah, it totally is. That is a 20-minute neighborhood. So I recommend it highly. Ninkasi, Oakshire, Hop Valley. And then, oh, there's the vegan coffee shop. I told you about this, right, Aaron?
Maybe.
With the vegan goat head.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, that's...
I think it was called...
really cool.
Yeah, it was
called... I mean, it's maybe taken the whole, like... vegan kitsch a little too far, but it's a cool concept.
Yeah, it was called Wandering Goat Coffee Shop or Coffee Company or something like that. They had a fabulous tofu-y cream cheese on a cheese bagel.
Sounds good to me.
It was really good. It was fantastic.
Well, I have to ride down there just for it.
Man, it was one of the best vegan bagels I've ever had. And I'm not sure how many of those
are. What's this place called again?
It's called Wandering Goat.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. It's on like Madison and 2nd or something like that. It's really close to Oakshire, actually, their tap house. So if you can find that, you can find them. But the Goat Head, because they're a vegan establishment, is it's this big old like taxidermy style head mounted on the wall. And from a distance, it looks like it's like this enormous like ibex or something. But then you get closer and you realize that like all of the fur and the pelt and everything, that's like burlap or whatever. It's been painted black and it's got like the goat's beard and that's like dangling yarn and whatnot. And the horns are some sort of like epoxy or something. So the whole goat is made without use of animal products. So
interesting.
Yeah, I feel like I would like to make some kind of taxidermied animal in that fashion someday, but I think I do like a
vegan taxidermy. I think that might be a little niche market.
It's a way. Well, it's a way to be tapped into.
Right.
Yeah, we rode to Spencer Butte, which is one of the biggest places. Former co-host Brandon Rhodes did that back when he went to school at U of O, and it is a kick-ass hill with 14% grade, really, nice. Really steep. We did it in the rain. And
do you go up the super steep way?
I'm not sure. We came from town.
Were you almost about to fall off the mountain, or did you just kind of walk up it and you got out? You got sweaty.
You mean like when we hiked to the top?
Yeah,
we went up the trailhead by bike and then we climbed by foot to the top. And I think we took the steep falling off way to get to the top, and then we took the less steep, like more well-worn area. But there were tons of people at the top of the mountain, like wondering where the path down was. It's like it's really hard to find. Once you go to the top, it's really hard to find your way back again. So you just start going down, I guess. But it was that's a beautiful one. So I recommend that too. We saw bluegrass at Sam Bond's garage. A lot of dreadlocks there. Sam Bond's makes their own beer, which is great.
They order organic produce. They're a good, good little shop.
Yeah, for sure. So it really depends on how you feel about bluegrass.
I don't like bluegrass, but I like the people who associate.
I love bluegrass.
How you define bluegrass is important.
That's true.
Yeah.
How do you define bluegrass?
Real bluegrass.
Say more.
What's like, as what opposed to fake bluegrass?
Jam bands? Is this gonna get? I don't.
Is this gonna get nasty?
Like,
oh
yeah,
no!
No disparaging. No offense to y'all.
Y'all.
Oh, she's pulling out the oaky.
There's
now.
That's the cred right there.
There's a distinction between bluegrass and jam bands that I think is important to make. Like Bill Monroe, Earl Scruggs.
So what string changes the incident?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I know what that is.
It's probably jam band.
It's jam band. It's jam band.
I would consider them jam band.
Yeah. Dave Matthews?
Frat boy band.
Let's just end the conversation.
let's keep it positive.
So Eugene is really great.
Yeah, they just had the disaster relief trials.
They did, yeah. Corey apparently said that the waterfront path has some pretty wicked speed bump or like groove things that make it really difficult on a skateboard.
With a trailer.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Corey Poole is badass. I heard Corey Poole get name checked on the KBOO bike show recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a famous guy.
He's every bicyclist's favorite skateboarder.
That's awesome.
He's the bicyclist skateboarder. The last thing about Eugene is like the amazing path network. There are tons of places to ride your bike and never have to deal with auto traffic. So it's super cool. Adele and I rode out to Springfield, which is not super notable, but there is a brewery out there. So next time we go, we're going to go to Springfield and drink beer. And I've also thought about the possibilities of going out farther. Like, I know there's like a 3 or 4 day epic trip that you can take to the coast out of Eugene. And then you can also go over like through Sisters and out to Bend and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I love that area.
Yeah. And I would also kind of like to try, I don't know what the Sandy M Highway is, it the 20, I think. I'm not sure what that's like up to Detroit from there. But I thought about maybe like trying to drop past Brighton Bush, Hot Springs, and into Estacada, or the opposite.
Interesting.
Like Bolt bus could be used.
So you take the Bolt bus to Eugene and then like trek out from
there. Exactly. Yeah, I like this idea a lot. And there's no boxing requirement. Like, you just take your bike and you slide underneath the bus.
Oh, that's nice.
And actually,
there's usually a helpful guy that will like tell you.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes
take
the driver
it around to the street side so it won't get mashed by other luggage.
The thing I like about the Portland Bolt bus station, it's not a station, it's like a sign on a sidewalk. But there's usually a guy hanging out there because it's such a locus point. Like, there's people going north and south, and there's buses like coming through all the time. So there's usually a guy in a safety vest hanging out there and making sure everything rolls well. So that's cool. And Bolt bus, like, if you can get your bike to fit underneath the bus, like if you have a long tail, like Maddie Carlson does.
Oh, yeah.
She brought hers down using Bolt
bus.
That's
right.
So that's an option.
Big dummy?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, wait, do you know her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, she was here this weekend.
Wait,
what?
Yeah. I didn't have any time to meet up with her.
I thought we were friends.
Well, Kath scheduled like 5 different events of like, you know, going out to get donuts and coffee and that sort of thing, and I didn't have any time at all.
This is because I don't have the face page.
Yeah, it's true. You should get a face page.
You also don't work at Clever Cycles.
Yeah, I don't.
Thank you, Clever Cycles, for introducing me to all these wonderful bike people. Yeah,
there are a lot of cool people.
Clever,
yeah. So. We should talk about the windstorm because... That was wind apocalypse. Yeah, man.
Windmageddon.
Yeah, that was when we tried to record last Monday, and it sucked because all the power was out at the IPRC.
Yes, the wind broke the power.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it was on like across the street at Ford Food and Drink, so that's where everybody that was on staff at IPRC was going to check their email and stuff.
Okay.
But apparently, like, that's a different zip code than here, like across division or whatever, or at least a different circuit. So everything here was off until like 3 or 4 p.m.
Well, and someone was saying it was off as far as Yamhill.
Yeah, it was a big power outage.
So, which, for those of you who are not in Portland, is several blocks.
It's a fairly large area.
It's big.
Yeah. But as our local power company says, we do this every day. And by that, they mean we don't do this every day.
Oh.
And when it happens, it takes us a while to fix it.
Right.
Yeah. I love them. It's just that's kind of a bold claim. They don't do that every day.
Anna and I did encounter a fallen tree.
You did?
A full-on fallen tree. I wish I had taken pictures.
Where was it?
It was so beautiful and, I mean, terrible because it's a fallen tree. But it's kind of beautiful in its own right as well. It was 28th and Belmont.
Okay.
Yeah, coming up 28th from Belmont.
What kind of a tree was it?
A large one.
A big fir, probably.
Was it coniferous?
No, it was deciduous.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow.
It's an East Coast tree.
Yes.
An East Coast tree.
So, you know, fuck that tree anyways, right?
Poses. Driving the rats up.
One of those. But anyways, yeah, it was like over the whole road. And we ended up crawling our bikes underneath it.
That was pretty fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
We almost had a tree hit our house.
Oh, really?
No. Man.
So it fell, but it did not hit your house.
There's a big old fir in the back. We're right by a lone fir cemetery up 20.
So now it's a no fir cemetery?
No, it's just the one.
Thank you for getting that. I was a little late on the uptake.
But yeah, it came close to taking out the house. It was like 40 feet away. And
glad you're safe. That's kind of scary, man, because they're big there. Those are big trees.
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
Windpocalypse, man.
Seriously.
2014.
Harkins, did you have any trouble with wind?
Not any long distance travel. I've been biking around. I did I went to the cheeseburger picnic, and then I went and did
The Midnight Mystery Ride.
Oh, which yes. Aaron did not show up. He chickened out.
Yeah, I didn't show up either.
Sorry.
I was too busy trying to figure out how to get my U-lock off.
You also didn't try to pose like you were going.
Oh, so Aaron was going to go to the midnight.
I was like, yeah, we'll do it.
Gotcha.
And maybe not.
It was cold and windy that night, but it was a great ride. Once we got going, we kind of went on a little bit of a longer ride.
I knew, like, once you get going, you're going to warm up. You're with a group of people.
There was a pretty good turnout, and a lot of people went from the cheeseburger picnic to the Midnight Mystery Ride. Okay. So it ended up being pretty awesome.
That's fabulous.
You missed out, Aaron. I you're welcome.
Please shame me some more. Go ahead. I deserve this.
Also, there's some white in that cafe.
There is. Yeah, this is.
Well, dang.
How did I do? Did you was that good at shaming
you? I have a black on black kefir and a white on black kefir. But yeah, thank you for shaming me.
Oh, wait. Is that some orange on the inside of your surly jacket there?
Yep. Yeah. It's so on the inside.
More shame.
It's on
more
the
shame.
Inside, damn it all.
He only wears black and white and sometimes red.
High viz.
Yeah. It's high viz on the inside.
High viz anarcho-syndicalist.
You never know like when you're going to be inside of a sweatshirt and you don't know how to get out.
Coming from a guy who has this, I can't
that's
say
really
anything.
Bright orange there.
That's a very bright orange jacket. Wow.
That used to match your bike, didn't it? Your old bike matched that.
Well, I have no headphones now, so it doesn't
matter. The bottom of the, right there is probably where it came out.
Oh, yeah. Now you have no left ear.
I figured it out.
There you go. Was there any more territory we should cover?
Phil.
Oh, right. Phil, up in Alaska.
I was thinking... Phil Ross.
Phil Ross. Okay, from Metrofeats.
From Metrofeats.
And then Phil from Alaska.
I did not run into him at Blonde Redhead.
Okay.
I just want to clarify that.
Right.
Phil, if you're listening, that wasn't you.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Maybe it was, and you're still like making out like, trying to screw with me. Because
could be.
You could do that, Phil. Anyways.
Hey, I think he kind of likes that. I think that's kind of his jam.
No, it's kind of his, kind of his thing. And, I mean, that's what makes you and I love him so much.
It's true. So, Phil in Alaska.
Phil in Alaska,
sends us this email.
Who is part bear.
Well, that's the thing. He sends us this email about veganism and how he's not a vegan. And, like, actually...
Veganism, that's the first problem, is to call it veganism.
What is the...
There's no isms in vegan.
Ooh.
That's an animal product. He is not a vegan, mostly because he says he loves to pull fish out of the river. And you were saying, Aaron,
and dispatch them, dispatch them with my bare hands.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Dispatch them, not catch them.
Like send them to various points.
I think he means dispatch them from their mortal coil.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, but we were just saying, like, that's the sort of thing that a bear would do. So we're not sure at this point. He does have a lot of hair on his face. Like, Phil up in Alaska could actually be a bear and just not telling anybody.
That's right. He's a self-aware bear who's learned how to email and hold down a job.
That's it.
But we know bears can ride bikes. We've seen that at the circus. So that's no big feat. Him riding he rides a bike. Okay, yeah, we get that.
Right. Either that or the other proposition was that possibly Phil in Alaska – he's riding his fat bike on his commute, and instead of wearing like a bear's pelt
or
something...
He's not wearing a bear's pelt. He's wearing a bear.
Yes. That he's made friends
with. He commands the bear, says, I will wear you.
And I'm willing to believe this guy actually is a bear.
So he just like... I like to picture him on the multi-use path with like a polar bear draped over his shoulders.
Right,
kind of like
right.
Arms dangling down.
Or embracing.
A bear hug, perhaps?
Yes.
Oh.
And yeah, I did it.
This sounds meme worthy.
It does. Yeah,
you have to make a meme out of Phil.
Aaron, you need to draw this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next to shirtless Vladimir Putin.
That's right. That's right. It puts Putin to shame. I think we've covered everything that
we're
so. Yeah, now we're all caught up.
And now, thank you all, whoever is still listening at this point.
Oh, I swear, no one's listening.
And that's it for the supplemental show. Give us a call if you want, and you can toss in your own 2 cents on anything. 503-847-9774 is our number. This has been the Sprocket Podcast, a little supplemental edition, and we'll be back very soon. Have a good one.